This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for. You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Today's broadcast is a continuation of last week's message, Already in Progress.
A brand is something special. Y'all know Nike is a brand, Adidas is a brand, Coke is a brand, and we are a brand. Because we are like Christ. When God sent his son and caused, and God forgives us our sin, he causes our iniquities to pass from us. We have to put off that old man, put on the new man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things, hallelujah, they become new. You are not the same person you used to be when God plucks you out of the fire. When he plucks us out of sin, the things we used to do, we don't do them no more. The sinful things, the places we used to go, we don't go there no more. All the filthy mouth, we don't curse anymore. We don't drink anymore. We don't smoke anymore. We don't lie. We don't cheat. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Praise be to God. He's the only one that can redeem us from sin. We are brands that's been plucked out of the fire. We are brands that the Lord has set aside. We are vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Now when Zechariah, as well as he knew Joshua looked fine to him. He was the high priest. But now God is showing the prophet Zechariah that Joshua, when he stand before a holy God, he looked like he got on a filthy garment. He don't look right. Y'all, when we stand before God, we don't look right. But the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us, that's what God sees. He sees the blood. He don't see us. But really, when we stand before a holy God, it don't matter how you think you are, how holy you think you are, how saved you think you are, how righteous you think you are. You look but to have on a filthy garment except the Lord pluck you out. Hallelujah. So Joshua's standing here, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him. He said, take away the filthy garment. You know, when we stand before God, God is going to clean us up. When we say we want to be saved, we asking God for a cleansing, y'all. We asking God to pluck me out of what I've been doing that's not like you and put me on some clean clothes. And he said, I will clothe him with a change of raiment. God don't take us out of sin and then let us go back to the same thing. When God takes us out of sin, there is a great change. One touch from the Lord will change us from ever. You will never be the same. Hallelujah. I know that for a fact because over 35 years ago, the Lord plucked me out of sin and made me a brand. Hallelujah. I've never been the same. I used to go to nightclubs and dance and have myself a good time. Let me tell you. In the last 36 years, I have been nowhere near a nightclub to go dancing because I don't do that anymore. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. A mitre is a priestly attire. This is the high priest. Put it on his head. So they set it on his head and the angel stood by. Now, y'all, when the Lord bring us out of sin, we have a work to do. We cannot walk in our old ways and expect that God can use us for his kingdom. He requires something of us when he brings us out. He requires the new man. He requires a new person. We, the Bible say, come out of your sins and leave them alone. Surely your sins will find you out. You cannot do a bunch of devilment and think God is not going to know about it. Some people think they're smarter than God. We are not smarter than God. God has infinite wisdom. Infinite wisdom. We have finite wisdom. Our wisdom can never match the wisdom of God. In other words, his wisdom is past anything we could ever find out. God's got ways that we will never find out. We can't even tap into the knowledge of God. So if we want God to bless us, we got to walk in his ways. We got to keep his charge. And then he'll also let us judge. Hallelujah. You told Joshua, saying, then you can judge my house and keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. And then the next verse, he said, hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. Now I read the eighth verse. The branch is Jesus Christ. There is no priest higher than Jesus. For he is King of kings and he is Lord of lords. God has got to remove the iniquity. When Mary brought forth Jesus, the Bible said, he shall save his people from their sins. Y'all, we're a brand. We've been plucked out. We've been saved from sin. We have not been saved in our sins, but we've been saved from our sins. Hallelujah. When he pluck us out, we don't have to sin no more. Hallelujah. When he pluck us out, we don't want to sin no more. Oh, I don't say we don't make mistakes. We make mistakes, but we don't practice sin. I don't go around trying to figure out how I'm going to sin and get by with it. Or but I want all of my ways to please God. I want God to be pleased with my life. So every day my walk with God, every day my walk, I'm trying to please the Lord. Everything I do, I want God to be pleased. I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. If I don't want him to say, depart from me, I got to walk in his ways. I got to keep his commandments. I got to do what the Lord said do. Hallelujah. So we are brands that have been plucked out. We are brands that are going to be plucked on. God is washing us in the blood of Jesus. He's washing us so that we can be clean. He's washing us so we can stay clean. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, that you have made a way for us to get out of sin. And it's by your divine grace. Hallelujah. Joshua is standing before God. The devil standing at his right hand, trying to convince the Lord that he's not worthy. Y'all know what? When God gets ready to take us to a different level, when God gets ready to take us higher, the devil, he runs up to the throne of God and he's accusing. Oh, no, no, no. Remember, Flora, remember what she did? He was telling God about accusing Joshua, what his sons did. They taken these strange women. And see, the priests, they had parameters that they had to stay within, and we all do. But they couldn't marry strange women. They had to marry, well, a lot of them were eunuchs. Some were eunuchs, some weren't. Some people God made eunuchs, and some people man made eunuchs. But these, his sons had taken on strange women. So you know what? They will let the devil was there to let God know. Let me tell you something. God knows everything we do. God knows our past. He knows our future. when he chooses us, and he chose us from the foundation of the world, when God chooses us, he already knows what we have done and what we're going to do. God knows our heart. He knows who's going to be faithful and who's not going to be faithful. But you know what? He chooses anyway. Because God will use whoever he wants to use. Let's not be so judgmental and saying, oh, well, I don't really love call him. I don't think it's not your business who God called, who God used. You just go along with it. Whoever God choose, you just pray for him. Tell Lord to help you. Say, I need help because I can't see what you can see. And we never will. We never will. When we standing there accusing people of, I don't believe, God called this and that. Y'all know what? We got enough problems on our own. When we stand before God, guilt and corruption are two of our great discouragements when we stand before God. We already have enough problems. The naysayers, we don't even need them because we hard enough on ourselves. So y'all know what? Everybody who has been saved and delivered out of their sins, you saved, sanctified, free from sin, you're a brand that's been plucked out of the fire. Don't be surprised at the fiery trials that come to hunt you every day because you're a brand that's been plucked out, and you're going to be plucked on and you're going to be picked at because that's who you are. You're a brand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for picking us up one day out of a world of sin, putting our feet on a rock, oh God, helping us, Lord, to go along the way. Lord, hold our hand as we go. Bless those in radio land, Lord. Those that are not saved, save them. Those that are saved, Lord, encourage their hearts in the name of Jesus. This is a war cry, and we are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We love you. May God bless you. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week. Remember, we are brands that have been plucked out of the fire. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I'm on your heart.
I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.